This is WRFI Community Radio News for January 13th, 2017. I'm Aaron Gutman. And right now, we have in the studio with us Jack Wang. He's a professor of writing at Ithaca College and one of the organizers of an event coming up this Sunday.
That's right.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the event. It's a benefit for Ithaca Welcomes Refugees and some readings. Who's going to be doing the readings, and what do the readings consist of?
Yeah, so our event is called Justice for All, a Writers Resist Reading, and it takes place this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Ithaca. And we're going to have 10 writers, and they're actually going to be reading works by other writers that speak to the principles of justice and equality and the principles of the ideals of freedom and democracy. And it's going to be a great program, great lineup, and all the proceeds, as you mentioned, support Ithaca Welcomes Refugees.
And the you'll be collecting donations at the door for that?
That's right. I should say that the event is free and open to everyone, but we will be collecting donations for those who wish to contribute. And you know, we have a lineup of 10 writers, like I said: Dubien Ade, Michelle Courtney Berry, Soraya Khan, Christine Catano, Tish Perlman, Bob Prohl, Dan Rosenberg, Raza Rumi, Saviana Stanescu, and Helena Maria Viramontes. And we're really looking forward to their readings.
Great lineup. And did they choose the writings themselves, or was it curated by someone else?
The writers were given the choice of their own readings, and we have a selection of poetry and prose. And in fact, one of our writers is also going to sing. And, you know, I'm going to save some of the program as a surprise for those who come on Sunday. But for example, we will have inaugural poem by Maya Angelou, What Kind of Times Are These by Audrin Rich, selections from Living in Hope and History, Notes from Our Century by Nadine Gordimer. So this gives you kind of an example of the kinds of pieces that people will be sharing.
And the local event is going to be taking place at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the First Unitarian Church.
That's
which
right.
is at the corner of Aurora and Buffalo Streets here in Ithaca. And there's more info. It's actually a national event, and this is just one local event in the whole national network.
Absolutely.
There's more information at writersresist.org, and there's you're tweeting at Ithaca Writers.
That's right.
Is that right?
And we also have a Facebook event page. People can look up Justice for All. And Writers Resist is a national network of writers. And it was started by Aaron Ballou, who is a poet and a professor at Florida State University, my alma mater. And shortly after the election, she put out a Facebook post calling on writers to join her in a day of resistance and speaking up for a fair, just, and compassionate society. And remarkably, you know, people responded from all over the country and all over the world. There are also events in Europe and in Asia. And now there are over 90 events across the country. And while every event is organized locally, we're all under the banner of Writers Resist. And as I say, speaking up for the principles of a just and fair society.
I did take a look at the website, and I believe it said made it very clear that it's a nonpartisan event, but it does seem like the event is in response to Trump's election, and I saw that in New York City they're going to be holding the event actually out in the cold on the steps of the public library. So is it a protest, or is it just a reading and gathering, or?
Well, you're right that there is a flagship event in New York City, and I think it's fair to say that the movement is in response to recent events. But that said, I think that this is not about parties or politicians so much as principles and people coming together in an affirmative way to talk about justice and equality and to stand up for those principles. And this movement has also been, this day of events on January 15th has also been described as a kind of re-inauguration of our commitment to democracy. So while it is a response to recent events, it really is about standing up for these broad principles.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get back to the details of the event at the end. But since we have a few more minutes, more broadly, how do you see the role of writers and artists in a democracy or in promoting these values and especially at this time?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think that, writers have an important role now because language and rhetoric matters. And as writers, I think we care about language and we care about the ways that language represent the truth. And I think that in response to a lot of the rhetoric that we've heard recently, I think that we're trying to stand up with... a statement of our own values and our own beliefs. That's partly why we're supporting Ithaca Welcomes Refugees and partnering with them. On the one hand, it's because they do great work. They're a community initiative. They support Catholic charities of Tompkins and Tioga counties, as you mentioned at the top of the news, mm-hmm. in helping new arrivals settle in the region. And they foster a fair and welcoming environment for new arrivals. And we wanted very much to support that kind of a local community initiative. But of course, we were also attracted to supporting them because the charged rhetoric around outsiders that we've heard recently. And this is our chance to say that, we resist that kind of rhetoric of fear and division.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is WRFI Community Radio News. I'm talking to Professor Jack Wang, and we're talking about the event Justice for All, A Writer's Resist Reading in support of Ithaca Welcomes Refugees, coming up this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church. And on the readers for the event coming up will be Dubian Ade, Michelle Courtney Berry, Soraya Khan, Christine Catano, Tish Perlman, Bob Prohl, Dan Rosenberg, Raza Rumi, Saviana Tonescu, Helena Maria Viramontes. And some of those names are very familiar, probably to some of our listeners. Do you have any more information or anything that you'd like to share about how the readers were, or the local writers who will be reading? Were chosen?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I want to say that this was probably the most difficult part of organizing this event because Ithaca is full of wonderful writers and we could probably hold, this event 10 times over given the number of writers that we have in our community. And it was, of course, difficult to narrow down to a short list. I think we wanted to represent different literary communities in Ithaca. For example, we have different schools represented, like Ithaca College, Cornell, Wells College. We represent different literary organizations. Raza Rumi, for example, is the current writer in residence for Ithaca City of Asylum. So, I think they do excellent work in giving asylum to writers who are facing persecution in their home countries. And we also wanted to represent people with activist roots, like Dubian Ade and Michelle Courtney Berry and Tish Perlman. And of course, we also wanted to reflect groups that are most vulnerable to the kinds of charged rhetoric that we've heard recently. And so those were some of the things that we considered when we curated our list. And I'll just say again that because there's so many writers out there, including everybody on the organizing committee, mm-hmm. that it was difficult to narrow it down to 10, but we're really pleased that all 10 of these folks agreed to join us. And I should say that everyone was quick to join and happy to participate. And that was the most difficult part, but we're really looking forward to hearing these folks read on Sunday.
Thank you very much for being with us on WRFI Community Radio News. Why don't you tell us the details of the event one more time, and we'll take a little break.
Yes, Justice for All, a Writers Resist Reading in support of Ithaca Welcomes Refugees, is this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Ithaca. Please join us.
Thanks again. Do it for our show today. Tonight's news stories were written by Lori Sonkin, Laura Rossborough-Tellum, Forrester Hammer, and Esther Rakusin. Pope Publica reporter A.C. Thompson said,